The Gospel of John. In this reading of the Gospel, I will be contributing two kinds of commentary. The first is the formal commentary notes I added into the book. I will say, quote, commentary note 1 or X, for example, and then read the commentary note. The second type of commentary will be spontaneous commentary, which will be preceded by the statement, spontaneous commentary. When I return to the text of the Gospel after either type of commentary note, I will say, returning to the text. Beginning of the book of the Gospel of John. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God's Son. Note 1. Commentary note 1. Please note the most important thing about this passage is that it is not Joshua's words. Most translators end the first verse with a contradiction, e.g., the Word was with God and the Word was God, unquote. Using Joshua's own teachings and sayings, he himself did not teach that he and his Father were the same person or being. Therefore, it appears either John came to believe after Joshua left or the verse was altered at some point due to a Trinitarian bias. The Trinity doctrine serves to keep the, quote, lay people dependent upon the religious leaders to understand the kingdom of God, since the doctrine teaches that 3 equals 1, a contradiction which no one can understand, since it breaks the basic rules of logic. If 3 equals 1 in God's kingdom, then we need people who say they understand that type of, quote, truth to explain God's kingdom to us. And the religious leaders are only too quick to fill that role and thus usurp Joshua as our teacher and leader. For a full explanation of why the Trinity doctrine is false, see the article on the Peaceful Revolution website. Note number 2. What is crystal clear from this first verse in John is that, quote, the Word, unquote, is Joshua of Nazareth, not the Bible. See also verse 14 below and Luke 1:1. Returning to text. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being which has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John, that is the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, the context clarifies the definition, world in this sense, world would mean earth, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world, that is, the people of the earth, did not know him. He came to his own, that is, the descendants of Jacob or Israel, known as the Jews. And those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Commentary note 3. See John chapter 3 for, quote, born of God. Back to the text. And the Word, that is, of God, Joshua, became flesh, a human being, and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only spiritually birthed directly from the Father, full of favor towards others and truth. John, that is, the Baptist, testified about him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and favor after favor. For the law was given through Moses. Favor and truth were realized through Messiah. Messiah means the anointed one who delivers people out of something bad, that is, Joshua. No one has seen God at any time. Note, commentary note 4. This teaching would contradict the Trinitarian doctrine as Joshua was seen and thus was not God. See also John 4:24, God is Spirit. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has revealed the Father. This is the testimony of John the Baptist. When the Jews sent to John religious men from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed, and he did not deny, but confessed, quote, "I am not the Messiah." And so they asked him, quote, "What then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." And they asked, "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." And they said to him, "Well, who are you, so that we may give an answer to those who sent us? What do you say about yourself?" And John said, quote, "I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" As Isaiah the prophet — a prophet is a person who speaks God's truths, especially of future events — said, quote, returning to the text, "Now they who had been sent from the religious leaders asked him and said to him, 'Why then are you baptizing if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize in water, but among you stands one, that is Joshua, whom you do not know. It is he who comes after me, the laces of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie.' These things took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Joshua coming to him and said, quote, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'" That is a phrase description reflecting a deeply held Jewish religious belief regarding sacrifice. "Who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'" Commentary note 5. See John 8, verses 58 regarding "existed before me." Returning to text. "I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifest, that is revealed to Israel, I came baptizing in water." John testified, saying, "I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, 'He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.' I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." Commentary note 6. Another confession that contradicts the Trinity doctrine, for John did not say, quote, "This is God," but rather, "This is the Son of God." Returning to text. Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Joshua as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Joshua. And Joshua returned and saw them following and said to them, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 12th hour, or the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He found first his own brother Simon and said to him, "Hey, we have found the Messiah." He brought him to Joshua, and Joshua looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You should be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Joshua turned to go into Galilee, and he found Philip, and Joshua said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets," people who spoke God's truths, "wrote, Joshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." Joshua saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Joshua answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael was astonished and said, "Teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Commentary note 7. Another witness that contradicts the Trinity doctrine, Son of God, not God. Back to text. Joshua answered and said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." John chapter 2. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Joshua was there, and both Joshua and his disciples were invited to the wedding. When the wine ran out, the mother of Joshua said to him, "They have no wine." And Joshua said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each. Joshua said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." So they filled them up to the brim, and he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it to him. When the head waiter tasted the water which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the wine knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of his signs of Joshua did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples. Commentary note 8. Note the text says his mother and brothers and disciples, unquote, thus proving that Joshua had siblings and thus Mary had other children in addition to Joshua. And they stayed there, returning to the text, and they stayed there a few days. The Passover, that is, religious holiday, of the Jews was near, and Joshua went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. And he made a whip of cords, and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves he said, "Take these things away. Stop making my father's house a place of business." His disciples remembered that it was written, quote, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" And Joshua answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Joshua had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name, observing his signs which he was doing. But Joshua on his part was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men, and because he did not need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.